The Bureau of Land Management planned 4 open houses on the 2 national monuments, Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante. President Donald Trump reduced them by more than half in December, and now the agency is preparing new management plans. Abby Josie is with the BLM's Utah State Office. She said those new plans should be in place within a year.
These meetings are scheduled to be in the communities that are closest to the monuments, and that was our prime objective here.
BLM gave a hat tip to rural Utahns by holding these open houses in small towns like Blanding, Bluff, Kanab, and Escalante. Rancher Shane Stotler guessed as much. He said he likes how BLM is welcoming locals this time to weigh in on grazing, mining, and other activities that were restricted on the original Grand Staircase.
The federal government's the ones that made the monument in the first place, so now they're trying to, I guess, make it right a little bit with the locals.
Others had a different take on Wednesday's open house. Victor Cooper operates a restaurant in Kanab. He said he's worried that opposing views like his will be snubbed. That's what happened last year. Millions of Americans told Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke they wanted the monuments to remain intact, but he shrunk them anyway.
We're hearing one thing, but the actions say something else, and I think there's a direct, effort to cut people out of the process.
Some critics said that includes the American public, who owns the land and resources within the monuments. Russell Beasley said he has local pioneer roots, but he said BLM should be including people like him, who want the Grand Staircase restored.
They should ask the people in Salt Lake. They should ask the people in Washington, D.C. These are public lands. We belong to all Americans, and every American should have input into it.
The BLM has one more open house today in Escalante. Additional public comments will be accepted for 2 more weeks. Judy Face, KUER News.